AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Senate Majority Leader John Thune is calling Democratic demands for restrictions on federal immigration officers unrealistic as the showdown continues over Homeland Security funding and how those officers operate.
John Thune warns the department will shut down next week unless Democrats negotiate with Republicans and the White House on a funding bill.
This is not a blank check situation where Republicans just to agree to a list of Democrat demands,
which include things like requiring officers to take off their masks and identify themselves. Thune says many proposals are unrealistic. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says this isn't about politics.
It's about people's basic rights. It's about people's safety.
And Democrats will not vote for a DHS spending bill when funding runs out unless there are big changes. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Trump administration launched TrumpRx, a website it says will help patients buy prescription drugs directly at a discounted rate. The government-hosted website is not a platform for buying medications. Instead, it acts as a facilitator directing consumers to drug makers' direct-to-consumer websites, where they can purchase medications. The site also provides pharmacy coupons and launches with more than 40 drugs. Iran's top diplomat says indirect talks with the U.S. held in Oman today were a very good start, but negotiators must now speak with their leaders. Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi made the comment in a live interview from Muscat, Oman, on Iranian state television. Oman mediated the indirect talks between Iran and the U.S. over the Islamic Republic's nuclear program, seeking to de-escalate tensions between Iran and the U.S. after Washington bombed Iranian nuclear sites and Tehran launched a bloody crackdown on nationwide protests. More stories at APNews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on an apology from Norway's Crown Princess over her ties to Jeffrey Epstein.
Norway's Crown Princess has apologized to people she says she's disappointed following days of scrutiny over her links to the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. She says she's sorry for the situation she's put the royal family in. Crown Princess Mette Marit's contact with Epstein has put her in the spotlight in recent days, just as her son went to trial this week for multiple offences including charges of rape. The Epstein files contained several hundred mentions of the Crown Princess. The documents, which include email exchanges, showed that Mette Marit borrowed an Epstein-owned property in Palm Beach, Florida for several days in 2013. Meanwhile, Norway has opened an aggravated corruption investigation into former Prime Minister Thorbjørn Jagland over his links to Jeffrey Epstein. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.